This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the technological base is rapidly being prepared for achieving Vikasit Bharat, highlighting India's tech-driven future during a convocation at IIT Hyderabad this morning. He urged the students to design world-class technologies and products. Mr. Vaishnaw announced the rollout of India's first indigenous semiconductor chip this year, with 6 semiconductor plants under construction, positioning India as a leading global player. Mr. Vaishnaw also touched on railway reforms, noting the first bullet train will be launched in 2027, alongside the Vande Bharat version 3 being manufactured in Chennai.
Kavach, world's unique automatic train protection system, practically designed here in Hyderabad at our Center of Excellence in Secunderabad, IRISET we call it. So that kind of technology base is being prepared. And I must also mention that the first bullet train project is also rapidly progressing. We should see a bullet train running in 2027, somewhere in August or September.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan today said that India is destined to become a developed country by 2047 and every citizen has a role to play in achieving this goal. He was speaking at the 7th convocation ceremony of IIT Palakkad in Kerala. Highlighting India's growing presence in the global digital space, Mr. Pradhan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi envisions an inclusive and ethical digital public infrastructure across the country.
This country has destined to be a developed country by 2047. Every citizen had a role to play in this 2047 target. We have to develop world-class infrastructure in the transportation, in the housing, in the medical facility, in the education, agriculture, in any other economic activities. We have to self-reliant on the technologies. We have to self-reliant on innovation. We have to self-reliant on the food security.
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia has emphasized the importance of a drug-free youth in achieving India's goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi, Mr. Mandavia urged citizens to prioritize nation-building and join the Drug-Free India campaign.
Hame hamare desh ko viksit Bharat ke swapna ko saakar karne ke liye हमें युवा फॉर नशा मुक्त विकसित भारत बनाना है। आज कई देश एडिक्शन के हिसाब से कैसी उसकी बर्बादी हुई है ने देखा है। हमें हमारे देश को इस बर्बादी से बचाना है, लेकिन उसकी जिम्मेवारी मोदी जी युवाओं को देना चाहते हैं। युवा वो जिम्मेवारी का निर्वहन करे। दोस्तों जब युवा संकल्प करता है तब रिवोल्यूशन होता है।
The summit will conclude tomorrow with the release of the Kashi Declaration outlining a comprehensive action plan to create a drug-free India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared an article today that highlights how the Yuva Spiritual Summit marks a major step in building a drug-free India. The Enforcement Directorate ED has issued notices to tech companies Google and Meta in connection with online betting app cases. Sources said the ED has summoned representatives from both companies to appear before its Delhi headquarters on Monday. The agency is examining the role of digital platforms in enabling promotion of these online betting apps. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Tom Barrack today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, the Druze community. Clashes between pro-government forces and the Druze have killed scores of people since the fall of Syria's long-time ruler, Bashar al-Assad. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and West Rajasthan today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected at various parts of Konkan, Goa and Karnataka for the next 3 days. Moving on to sports, in women's cricket, India will lock horns with England in the second ODI of the three-match series at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London. The fixture will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.